So we have our thumbs at Brahma. Our single intent is to follow the current from Brahma to between the feet in its inferior journey. So we follow the current for a short distance and it stops. There are two things that can happen here. You can hold at that place where the current is stopped and wait. And when the current comes back on to its inferior journey, you'll follow it inferiorly. Or you're at the place where the current is stopped, and the intelligence of the current will propel your thumbs back to Brahma, and you'll wait there. When the current begins its inferior journey again, follow inferiorly, and you'll move through and continue your descent. Now, this stopping process may happen several times to reestablish the current's flow from Brahma to between the feet. And in the course of reestablishing that current, both processes may be called into play. So at some points of stoppage, you may wait there. And at some points of stoppage, you may be propelled back to Brahma and wait there. Doesn't really matter. Give yourself over to the intelligence of the current. So now you're between the feet. You've been able to reestablish the flow of the current from Brahma to between the feet. There'll be a natural pause, and then you'll begin your ascent. It's important to realize that just because the current is open in its descent does not mean it will be open in its ascent, in its superior journey. So after a pause, you will begin to move superiorly, and then you may stop, just as it happened in the inferior journey. And at that point, you can wait there and move superiorly, or you'll be propelled back between the feet and wait there. It's just like what happened at Brahma, only it's in the reverse. It's happening at the feet. And again, you may need both methods to be able to reestablish the superior flow back to Brahma. So once you make it back to Brahma, then just follow the current. Inferior, pause, superior, pause, inferior, pause, superior, pause. Do that a few times. Now you're back at Brahma. The next thing to do is to make sure that the sheath that the vertical core current runs within is moving in sync with the current. So the current moves all the way inferior to between the feet. Hold for a pause that occurs naturally, but you have a little intent there. And then observe where the sheath is. Let's say the sheath is still back at Brahma, then hold the current between the feet and let the sheath flow inferiorly to catch up to the current. And then let them both go. Again, make sure it stays in the superior movement. Make sure it stays in the inferior movement. Okay? So now you have the current and the sheath in sync, moving in harmony. When the current flows, it produces a spiral field. The spiral field is supposed to be moving from the midline anterior to the midline posterior. It's like you're inside a wave that is breaking, but it's breaking all at the same momentum. So you're in the tube, and the spiral is folding around the current as a whole, or it's supposed to be. So follow the current in the sheath between the feet, hold, and observe where the spiral field is. It's supposed to be midline posterior, or we would say 6 o'clock. Let's say it's all confused. Part of it's at 3, part of it's at 10, part of it's at 2, etc. So hold where you are between the feet and allow the spiral to correct in phases. Comes around posterior, another section comes around posterior, another section posterior, etc. until you have the whole spiral field being held midline posterior at 6 o'clock. Then let the current, the sheath, and the spiral field go, and now you're moving superiorly back to Bregma. When you get at Bregma, hold the current in the sheath and observe where the spiral field is. I rarely see the spiral field corrected in one phase, as we just did in the open phase or the descent. I have rarely seen that that also corrects the superior motion. So holding the current in the sheath at Bregma, allow the whole spiral field to move towards the left hand from midline posterior to the midline anterior or 12 o'clock. And you may have to do it in sections again. Once you have it all in, then let everything go. So now you're following the current, the sheath, and the spiral field. It moves inferior when it's between the feet. The spiral field as a whole is midline posterior, 6 o'clock. Let it go, move back to Bregma. When you're at Bregma, the current, the sheath, and the spiral field is midline anterior, 12 o'clock. So it's in. Now the last part of the mechanical aspect of the vertical core is the sheath that the spiral field runs in. And in my experience, this is the most difficult to correct, or you could say the most stubborn, because the sheath that the spiral field moves in will not move unless the current and its sheath and the spiral field is perfectly in balance. So you're at Bregma and you're waiting to move in the inferior motion, and you have the sheath and the current and the spiral field all in harmony, that you think it's in harmony moving, and that sheath that the spiral field is in doesn't move. So that means you got to go through the current, the sheath, and the spiral field again, looking for it to be perfectly in balance in both directions. So when you get back up to the ascent to Bregma, then you find that, oh, that sheath, the last sheath, is now moving. So that means that the sheath that the spiral field moves in is moving inferiorly. The spiral field is moving midline anterior to midline posterior, or from 12 to 6. The sheath that the current runs in is moving inferiorly, and the current is moving inferiorly. Everybody looks happy. So now do it in both directions. Follow as we did in each of the other parts. So follow the whole inferior, follow the whole superior, follow the whole inferior, follow the whole superior. Now you're back at Bregma. And this time when everything begins to move inferior, all of a sudden the core womb manifests. And this is the inner womb inside the spinal cord. So there's 44 currents, 10 in the front, 10 on the side, 10 in the back, 10 on the other side, and the four cardinal points, 44 currents altogether. And they're all moving inferiorly with the movement of the four mechanical aspects of the vertical core. And they meet between the feet. Follow all this to the superior motion. Follow all this to the inferior motion. Follow this to the superior motion. And at some point, when the whole thing begins to move inferiorly again, the external womb will manifest. So the moral of the story is you can't have an external womb unless you have a perfect, harmonious, in sync vertical core, because the womb is a manifestation of the vertical core current multiplied 44 times, not only in the inner womb, but the outer womb. The inner womb is a protection for the inner mechanical aspect of the vertical core system. The external core womb is a protection against imbalances or susceptibility to the outside environment. So it appears from working on people that more and more people are coming for treatment that have no inner womb manifested nor outer womb manifested. That means that we are absent an essential part of our immune function. So the womb is like a protective body that covers our entire being as a kind of a defense mechanism from the outside environment and a kind of a defense mechanism of our inner environment preventing injury to the vertical core system. So, needless to say, but I'll say it anyway, it's a nice piece of our operating manual to have intact and functioning. Okay? Now, there's also an inner core mother template. I wouldn't worry about it too much unless it shows itself. If it shows itself, it means that there's some aspect of the inner mother template that needs your attention. And it'll show itself and you can correct it. Also remember, if you don't, it's the same as the womb. If the inner core mother template is not balanced, synchronized in its function, you will not have an intact external core mother template. Okay? So once everything's intact, you have the vertical core system and its four parts harmonized, synchronized. You have the inner womb manifested. You have the outer womb manifested. When you come back up to Bregma, this will often happen where your attention will be drawn into the lateral movement of the parietal bones and the anterior movement of the parietal lobes and the frontal lobes. This is an indication that you need to go through the mechanics of the cranial system and the brain, both outer and inner. Go through it all, including the ventricles, the whole thing. And you'll find some areas that need your attention. Okay? Once that's completed, I generally, when we come back up to Bregma, I generally go through it again just to make sure I didn't miss anything. Okay, and you can add whatever you want into it, but always do the cranial bone structure and the brain in its entirety. Okay, if you want to add more, feel free. Okay, now you're back to Bregma. And all of a sudden, it feels like you're being drawn into inner space. And what's happened here is you're being invited into the deep subconsciousness of the space inside the vertical core current. And this is apparently, by invitation only, based upon mechanical synchronized balance and deep relaxation response. So when that happens, when you have mechanical balance and you have deep relaxation response, parasympathetic nervous system, all of a sudden you're invited into this incredible inner space of the vertical core current. And ideally what we find in here, what we're looking for is nothing. Just peaceful space, quiet, calm stillness. But what we find is all these kind of micro patterns. And so what we do is you'll be aware of a pattern of movement and you just stop it with your intent. Then another pattern of movement will appear and you stop it with your intent. And you go through as many of those that you are being shown. Release, 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 release. I don't bother following them for any length of time at all. As soon as I feel any movement, I stop it and it collapses. And you keep doing that until it gets more and more still. Now, sometimes you'll feel lines in the space inside the vertical core current, and the lines will seem to be able to flow out of the core current space directly into areas of the physical body. Let's say you have a line, you're inside the vertical core current, and a line goes out and into the left ovary, all right? And you're stuck there. It doesn't seem to be moving at all. So what you do is you set up a vertical core current right through that line into the left ovary, and then you put a sheath with that current into the left ovary, and then you put a spiral field into that left ovary, and then you put a sheath of the spiral field into that left ovary. And when you have the mechanics of the vertical core system set up into the left ovary and it's in sync, then that line will move back into the space of the vertical core current and disappear. It will relax into the stillness. So some of these are pretty resistant. So you may have to set up the mechanics of the current, its sheath, the spiral field and its sheath more than one time to get it to move back into the vertical core current space. So you have to be persistent here. When you have it right, it'll move and it'll disappear. What I think has happened here is that this information of trauma in the vertical core current space has been persistently there for long periods of time, and it's worked its way from the subconsciousness out into the other bodies of our being, into the physical body. So basically what it's setting up here is a way to get attention to get itself released by creating discomfort, pain, disharmony, symptoms of pathology in the physical body to capture the person's attention. Okay, so we're correcting this on a healing journey back to its rightful place of release and stillness in the vertical core space, the deep subconscious. Okay, so you keep doing this, whatever comes up, quieter, quieter, quieter. Finally, it gets still. Your thumbs are at Brahma, and you're sitting there observing the stillness. And at this point, I want to be patient, and I want to keep sitting there with the stillness. It is a nice place to sit with someone. And what I'm doing is I'm keeping my observation sense strong, waiting for any other thing, any other patterns, any more lines, etc., that might flow up into awareness in that space so it can be released. Now, often what happens is at this point, there'll be a kind of a coiled energy, like a ball that's rolled up, and that ball will start to unroll, okay? Like a coil unwinding, and it'll start to slowly uncoil. And this takes a lot of patience, because generally the uncoiling of this rolled up coil is quite slow. But I would encourage all of you that are perceiving this to be patient, because this is very deep trauma. This is stuff of a significant nature of trauma that an individual has rolled up deep in their subconsciousness and held on to for years, decades. And they are feeling safe. They are feeling that they are in an environment where they can finally let this go. And so you have to wait for this thing to completely uncoil. And it's always, the uncoiling is moving up towards Brahma. And then when it reaches Brahma, again, everything will relax. And then it just dissipates. It just disappears. And now you continue to look at the stillness. And generally, I only see a person being able to release this level of trauma one time in a session. Generally, it's no hard and fast rule. It may happen more than once, but this is a very deep healing journey. So when you reach that point of stillness and nothing else appears to you, then this treatment session is complete. Now, are there more of these coils in an individual? Yes. People that I'm working on regularly, like every week, every 2 weeks, every month, every time they come, we access another one of these coils and we let them unroll. So there appears to be multiple levels of these coils in an individual's deep subconscious. All right. It doesn't matter if the individual is aware of what you're doing or not. The largest percentage of people that I'm making these journeys with, when we get into these deep uncoiling of their deep hidden traumas, generally they're sleeping. Sometimes they're snoring. Sometimes they're in some kind of a semi-state of consciousness. But generally, most often, people seem to be asleep. And it may be that sleep is required for them to let go sufficiently to allow access to these deep coiled traumas. So this is generally how it works, but also, you know, we're dealing with an extraordinarily high level of intelligence here. And so there may be things that'll happen in different orders. Not in the mechanics of the vertical core. I always see that step one, vertical core, step two, its sheath, step three, spiral field, step four, spiral field sheath. I never see an alteration in that. All right. But sometimes, for some reason, people may want to go at that point directly into cranial and brain mechanics. They want that corrected first. You correct that, and then the womb appears. Sometimes the womb has to appear first before you enter into the brain mechanics. Sometimes the brain mechanics are skipped entirely, and you're invited into the deep subconscious space of the inner vertical core. All right? For those of you that are listening to this that haven't had Core 7 and you don't know what the core womb is, I want you to encourage to do this as far as you can. You've gotten the first two steps in core one of the mechanics of the vertical core system. Put the other two parts of it in. Current, sheath, spiral field sheath. Keep working on that. You're prepared for it. And then when that's all mechanically stable, then just do full pauses open, full pause close, and keep doing that over and over until you reach that deep still space. You may or may not be aware, but the womb will manifest. If you're not aware of it, it will do its job, because the consciousness of the current is always striving for greater balance. So my suggestion is that you watch the videos. Nice thing about video classes is you can watch them as many times as you like. And that you read the class material that came with this class. And that you listen to this recording. Then get a person on the table and do this as you follow the video or as you follow this audio file. until you feel confident. Do it over and over again. Okay? Thank you very much.